This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending December 7th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 201.47, which was $1.41 lower than the previous Friday, with low volume once again at 717 loads for the week in that daily reported spot cutout. However, it was slightly better than the previous week. It represented about 10% of the total sales for the week. Now, when we take a look at the comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes that spot trade along with the formulas, exports, and outfront sales, that was at 202.77, and that was $2.54 higher for the week. The total reported box beef volume was 6,941 loads, which was 1,235 loads better than last week, reflecting really good restocking of shelves after Thanksgiving. Exports were 761 loads, and that was 208 loads better than last week. The overseas exports were a little over 500 loads, and the NAFTA portion of those exports were at 235 loads. The big news for the week was the formula trade was great. It was at 3,413 loads, and that was about 49% of the total loads sold. The formula trade is quite often based on the previous week's spot trade. Not all the time, but quite often. And that trade last week was much higher and influenced the total increases in prices, even though the spot trade was lower. So the previous week it was better, and it reflected itself in that formula trade, which helped to raise the average choice cutout. The outfront sales were at 1,356 loads, and that was 633 loads more than last week, and a really big improvement. But keep in mind that those outfront sales don't get delivered for at least 3 weeks, so most of those will be aimed at stores after the Christmas holiday. The spot primal cut trade, all of the primal cuts were $1 to $2 lower except those ribs, which continue to increase prior to the holiday. They were $4 to $7 higher. Ribs always take a seasonal jump this time of year because they are a very important part of the holiday season, especially office parties and company parties. 50% trimmings ended the week $8 to $10 lower, but they were even lower than that on Tuesday, so they bounced back just a little bit. The cow cutout was $2.50 higher, and those 90% trimmings were over $3.50 higher compared to the previous Friday. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly steady to $2 lower at $1.31 to $1.33, and those dress prices were $1 to $2 lower at $2.08 to $2.09. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,282 pounds, and that was 11 pounds lower than the previous week after setting that new all-time record at 1,293 that previous week. The same comparable week last year was at 1,281 pounds, so we're running just a little bit over last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending November 23rd was 1 pound heavier at 879 pounds. It keeps inching up a little all fall, and that predominantly because of the really good feedlot performance due to the pretty mild weather most of the fall. So everybody I talked to has said that they've had good performance. And that compares to 874 last year and 853 pounds for the four-year average of 208 through 211. The packers have about 210,000 head of contracts for December, and they're pulling about 50 to 60,000 head each and every week. Last year they had about 248,000 head, so we're just a little behind last year. Taking a look forward, they also have 180 to 210,000 head for each of the next few months. The choice select spread was about $14.50 on Friday, and that was $2 higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.